The whole thing, Parsha Shlach Lecha. First of all, I want to thank Rosh Yeshiva Hanhola from Yeshiva for inviting me to speak here. Shiva Kors, I think I Kors, the Torah to Baron. I won't go into the details. So, he asked me to speak. Least I can do is take him up on his offering. Parsha Shlach Lecha is a very, very, as Ebi said, it's very, very yisoidistic, it's very, very interesting and teaches us yisoidis and avodas Hashem. Every time we pass Shlach Lecha, I always have Baruch Hashem, a lot of children there as well, and I come every year to visit a bit. And a few years ago I was here, I went to visit my Rebbe, Shlomo Volber. I had to push him to get me, tell him to give me a vod, give me a vod. He says, I have one to say. I said, I say it over for Bochum and Gaitan. Well, so fine. He used to say, he once told me a Moed Gevot in Parsha Shlach Lecha, and I want to share it with you and build on that. And I think there's a lot of valuable lessons to learn. Them say Parsha Shlach Lecha is a peladika thing. Who did they send? It's Molesteris. It's a Shlach Lecha and Noshim. Moshe told Moshe, send out people to be spies there at your soil. I won't go into the whole background. Your Mashgichim will tell you their own things of it, how it came to it. But he sent out spies. Says Shlach Lecha Anoshim. Says Mashi, who is Anoshim? Says Kulam Anoshim. Says in the pasuk that Veishlach Oisam Moishim in Bibar Paran Al Pi Hashem Kulam Anoshim Roshi Bnei Yisrael Hema. They are Anoshim Roshi Bnei Yisrael. Says Mashi, Kol Anoshim Shebemikra Loshin Chashivas. They were all Chashiva people. They were Stanis. These were the Roshi Bnei Yisrael Hema. Veoisa Shok Sheim Hayu. You don't go pick anybody. You're doing your job. Shlich for Klal Yisrael. You take Chashuvim, Rashi Bnei Yisrael. But there's a problem. Because we know what happened later on. The Atzas Meraglim. You had Yeshua and Kolev against the other ten. And what does it say? And it says later on, the Befeirush Rashi says, Vayelchu Vayavoyu. When they came back, Vayeshuvim Yitur, or as we case of Borim Yoyim, and Pasuk Chavav, Rashi, the Pasuk says, Vayelchu Vayavoyu Al Moshe, Al Vayalam, and Klaas Bnei Yisrael, and they gave their report. Vayeshivu Oysen, Dover Al Kalei. So it says, what's Vayelchu Vayavoyu? What's Vayelchu? They're coming back after 40 days. So Rashi, Vayelchu Vayavoyu, Mahu Vayelchu, Lahakish Halichosan Lubiyosan. Ma Biyosan, when they came back, they decided we're going to tell Klal Yisrael it's impossible, we can't conquer Eretz Yisrael, it's gefährlich, we've got to stay, we're not going, we'll all get killed. So therefore he says, Af Hali Chosan Be'etz Yisrael. The Torah writes an extra word, Vayecha Vayavot, to tell you that just the way they came back, that's the way they went. It says, Chashuvim, Oysa Shok Sheim Hayu, Zod Rashi. And there's even a bigger kasha. The first Rashi in the parasha says, it says like this, Lama Nismecha Parashis Meraglim, the Parashis Miriam, Lefi Shalokhsa al Iske Dibur, Shadibur Bachir. Miriam, the end of last week's parasha was Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said a bit of Lashon Hara. And then Madrega, okay, won't go into it. Rishoyim halalu rov leilachu musa. And these Rishoyim saw and they didn't learn any musa. They just saw what happened. That what happened to you? Speak a bit of Lashon Hara, look what happened. And they didn't learn musa. They spoke Lashon Hara next to Saul. So what's going on here? They were Ksherim, Halichosim, Makish, Halichosim, Biyosim. The way they came back with Rishon, say, Bad Rarik, so same thing when they went. Harikosh, I know, Rishon, what's going on here? So he told me the Pshat is like this. He told me the Pshat is Avada, they were Oysashok Ksherim Hoy. They were Hashuvah, they were Rosh Yibnei Yisrael. But you know what it is? It's a thing of being overconfident and being a bit cocky. What does a person think? I'm alright. What happens? You know, there's a movement, Lashon Hara movement. Why? Look what happened. Miriam spoke a bit of Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rashi says, she never meant anything bad about it, but she only asked a question. He's so fantastic, he has to be punished from his wife. What about us? So whatever she said, there's a drop, she got a defense of punishment. So what does Klal Yisrael do? Everybody got to learn, we got to make a saving in the Chavetz Chaim every day. You've got to learn Nichus Lashon Hara. Look at this, Miriam Tzedek, and the whole Klal Yisrael waited for her. In her chus, they had the Be'er, 40 years in Midbar, they had water to drink. She was such a tzedekis, and she had a mashu, a little bit of Lashon Hara. Oy vey, let's make a takana. Everybody's got to learn Chavetz Chaim. So who's suffering? All the children in schools, and they have others in Barnum and all the things. How about us? B'nai Torah, we're going to order Rosh Hashivas, or the Gedolim. They don't mean me. They mean, yeah, you learn. I don't have to learn. Ich bin schon. That was the problem. When a person thinks already, I'll be all right. I'm yeshiva. I'll go home in this morning. I'll be fast. You'll be fast. You think you'll be fast? You think Yisrael goes to sleep? What happened here is he says that Shatnez was showing how low Rov Lelachem Musa. If you see what goes on in the world, if you see how many people succumb to the Yisrael, you see how many people get lost. Good families, they won't have to go down the drain. Now, what happened? The whole family. What happens? They'll be on. You weren't scared. If a person goes to Iraq, if they send somebody in the American army to Iraq, believe you me, the guy is he's a guy or a yid or a flyer from it. He's davening to the whoever, whichever God he believes in 50 times a day. He's saying he knows what the chance of coming home dead. How many guys get killed every day? Guys to Afghanistan. There's a risk. Nobody's talking, oh, I'll be all right. Nobody can become, I'll be all right. Every day they're getting killed there. So if a goof can get killed, what about your neshama? You go out in the street. There's a gate over there. He doesn't sleep. Nobody's immune. Nobody's got protective customers. They got protective gear, protective suits, radioactives. I'm not going to get affected. So he says, that is the lesson that you have to learn. If the Gedolim Rosh Bnei Yisrael, if a Gadol and Klal Yisrael can go and say, I'll be all right. I don't have to sit down in Luchas Chaim and think, oh, right, it's a Yitzhar of Russian horror that even Mamish Miriam today, the whole time so gets water from her, can fall into it. I'll be right. They have to know when they're going on a job for Klai Yisrael, it's big business. The bigger you are, the bigger Yitzhar is. You think, oh, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. That is a point here, but let's just go into a little further. There's a moiridik and moiridik arachayim HaKadosh here. Who are the two that didn't succumb? 10 chevre, they go 12 chevre altogether, and they come to Eretz Yisrael, and the Eretz Yisrael comes. And they see, what do they see there? They see mamish giants, and they see abnormal fruits. They say, it's a mad place. We can't survive there. We can't go, like grasshoppers, there are big giants there. They're all scared. We can't go. Yeshua and Kalev Ben Yefuna. Those two didn't give in. They managed to survive. They went and fought, and they didn't fall into the trap. How come? So Yeshua states, there's only one Eitzah. The Eitzah is Tefillah. Because Rashi says, Vayikra Moshe Leishev ben Yeshua. What does it mean to change his name Yeshua? Hispalalalov. Kol Yeshiach Nasas Maradim. He knew there's a danger. There's a gefährliche danger there. Tefillah. Yeshua as they change his name, but it's a constant that David Mel said, I need tefillah. David Mel said, I'm one shtick tefillah. From morning, noon till night, I'm she said, Shlomo Volber told us when he was in Sweden in the war, and Moshe Yakovson told me, right, who was a Russian seminar by Yaakov, he was there in Sweden in the war with Shlomo Volber. He says, yeah, today Abadi is a great Mashkiah. What's he gonna be? He's always gonna go to the cinema, he's gonna go to a casino, he's gonna go somewhere, he go to a nightclub, what's he gonna do? He says, but he was a bacher in Sweden, and there wasn't one from person around. You could do what you want, Hefker. That's why I saw his true godless. He thought he learned Musa 6 hours a day. He came from the Mir. He came into a mamish, into a midbar shmama with a Yiddishkeit. Sweden. So, wait a minute, you ever have a Yiddishkeit in Sweden? Any Torah Yiddishkeit? He said he had to learn 6 hours a day to mechazik himself in Musa Yerushmai. Don't have to say, I need tefillah. He walks around the whole day, tefillah, tefillah. If I'm in Benjamin, help me, humble. Wherever I walk, wherever I talk, I go outside. I shouldn't see. What? I'll be attacked from all sides. Sil Sham says this whole world is a Muhammad Chazaka from the second of the morning to the minute you go to sleep at night. And even when you're sleeping, the Yitzhar is all around 24 hours a day. What do you do? The Kesher with the Benjamin is tefillah. Where do you see it? So Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ko Yeshiach Masas Maradim. Why did not for Kalev? I'm not going to know. But he's scared, so he had a tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. His whole name, his mahus changed. Tefillah, Koyish HaMazan. So his whole mahus of 24 hours, 7, four those 40 days was, but Koyish HaMazan, Moshe should save you from Asimah. What about Kalev Ben Yefuna? It's unbelievable. It's absolutely moiridic. The Archaim HaKadosh goes into it and he says something which is mamish. He says, what would you think if you have two people? You have two Bnei Torah, they go out being this one, they go home, they go back to America, they go back to Israel, they go to Midbar Shmama. And one guy goes around and he's a festive guy, you know, Yitzhar, and he gets the morning diamonds 3 times a day, and he has a kriyas and learning, and he does what he's going to do. And Baruch Hashem, he doesn't do it. The other guy, I can't get up in the morning tonight. I just can't get up in the morning. So it's my Krishna in the summer. So come on, I'm on vacation, man. I gotta take it easy. Can't get up. Have a quick minute. Well, Dhamma will sleep on Harvard. You know, abbreviated Dhamma, you know. Boshama, Ashra, Ishtama. You know, leave out with it. Comes to Mincha. Maya, half asleep, ready to say, oh, and Maya is late at night. Well, Dhamma later. And everything is a battle. And he has got to fight every minute to Dhamma 3 times a day. And he got to learn everything. Tasini, my mind is Vekka. Guy, a Yid doesn't walk around with Tzvei. It's like a guy can walk out fast. I would say, Bochum, if you can fast? Would you fast a day? If you don't learn Tzvei, then you're fasting. The Neshama is fasting. You feed your goof, you don't feed your Neshama. You've got to feed the Neshama. A person doesn't go to a day without learning Tzvei, he's fasting that day. The Neshama is mamish chalashing for nourishment. Tasemis talks in a place and he says, just like we understand, a person got a goof in the neshama. If a person eats, the goof has koyach. So maybe the neshama lives. Since tzaddikim, they don't have to eat. They learn Torah, the neshama, the nourishment of the neshama feeds, keeps the goof going. Do it, tzaddikim, mamish, paneisim, and they were gesund. Rabbi Elia Lopian fasted a whole year, mamish. He said he killed Yisrael with fasting. We have koyach or something. He fasted a whole year, every day from Wednesday night. I don't know, Mishamah, he fasted. He said, I know, my preface. Kill the Eitzahor with fasting. What's the pshat? How do you survive? The Torah, the nourishment of the Torah, the Neshama gives them good nourishment. So, I go, I can go, I start a little, so they say, yeah, okay, I make feast, he's my minute, feast in the morning, you know, I made a bit of feast, and the other guy is a struggle, and everything, I must learn something. So who do you think is the better guy? The guy who both shan, he's got me inside, or the guy who has the Eitzahor? Shtek in this week said, if you look after the whole Maaseh came back and all the 10 had a Gefelecha Misa Meshuna, and only who lived, Yeshua and Kodesh survived. So Arachayim Kodesh says like this, the Pasuk says, Kol HaNashim HaRayim, so all those people who went, they're all going to die out. Chomenatzai Lo Yeruah. The children you said, they won't survive, they'll live, they'll go there, so you won't go. But Va'avdi, listen to this, Va'avdi Kalev, my true trusted servant Kalev, Ekev Hoise Ruach Acheres Imoy, V'yemale Acharai, because he had a different spirit with him, V'yemale Acharai, and he fulfilled himself after me, V'avi Yosef El Oretz Hashibah Shama V'zari Yerushan, and his children will be Moshe, they'll be Yair Del Yashan Eretzah. So what does it mean? His whole Russian, Ekev Hoisu Acheres Imoy. And our partner already asked him, what about Yeshua ben Nun? He says, everything's about Yeshua. Yeshua ben Nun take over the Klai, so it's not the place to talk about it. Chaim Kodesh says something different. He says, a Moedig is that. He says, Yeshua is Yeshua. He didn't have any Yetzirah. Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was Moedig. He had a tefillah, the bunch of him helped save from the ass of Maraglim. He didn't have any Yetzirah. He says, Kodesh didn't have the protective tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Do you know what happened to him? He was sitting, he saw, he's getting sucked in here. We can't go and saw. And they had all tainus. I won't go into all the Mephoshim's tainus that we can't go to Eretz Yisrael. They wasn't just done. They had Moedig and Moedig Cheshbonus that we shouldn't go to. We're not ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. We're not in the Madrega. What's going on there. I'm not going into all those problems. But once he saw, I'm getting sucked in. So what did I do? Listen to this. Know what he did? It says, Vayalu Banegev. They all Lashon Rabbi, the whole spies of 40 days. It says Vayovoy Lashon Yochid Ad Chevron, and who is there? B'Sham Achiman Sheishai Talma Yelidei Ha'anok B'Chevron Shemesh. Oh, so he says, and he went up. Who is that? Zok Rashi Kolev Levad Deholach Sham. V'Nishtateach Al Kivrei. Oh, he went to Chevron to Mazmachela. He lied down on the ground and he davened away to the Rebbeinu. He said, "Shalayei Nisas L'Chaveru of Liyos Ma'asas." We shouldn't be trying to test him from his Chaverim who are trying to schlep him to the Eitzah. Chenu Emelo Eloi Etim Soas Shadarach Bal Zira. Again, the Rebbeinu gave Kolev Hakach Chevron because of that. So Chassam Soif says a Moedig Gedir. Why is it possible? Yalu Banega by Yovah he came out Chevron. V'Shom Achim Anchei Shetami Lida Anoch. You know, there were giants were there. They were scared of the giants. So we're like grasshoppers. They were huge giants, formidable chevy. You'd sit there when you see them. You see a horror movie. You know what I mean? You say, it's a monster. I'm scared to death of them. So Chassam Sofer says, he went. Why? He said, if a monster sees me, if a giant sees me and kills me, so he kills my goof. He says, but if I'd rather have my goof killed than fall into the trap and kill my neshama. And do an aveira with the rest of the miraculous. He says, I'm taking my hands, I'm running to heaven. The big giants say, I might get killed by them. I'm going to go down in the bunch and help me save me from an aveira. What do you see here? What's more dangerous? You get your goof gets hurt, or your neshama gets hurt? He took mamish, he went, he was mois and nefesh, I'm not taking any chances. So I'm more scared of Hashem doing an aveira to the Rebbeinu Shleim than Hashem than getting killed. So listen to this. So Zot Rebbe Chaim Kodesh, we don't have to talk about Yeshua. He had no problem, he had no Yetzer Hara. He had a Yetzer Hara. He felt Yetzer was getting miskabe. Hey, they're right, maybe they've got a time, maybe Taka we shouldn't get. So he started shocking, he started feeling, Yetzer strong, maybe let's go here, let's do that. It's a Benaz Manam, let's, come on, just speak, come on, you know what I mean? It's Benaz Manam, we gotta chill out a bit. And he started creeping. He felt Ekev. He said, Ruach HaCheres in my. Ruach HaCheres. Watch this. Ruach the Yetzer Hara started coming. He felt the Yetzer Hara is getting stronger, being discovered. They're sucking me in. The heavy, you know how it is. The heavy, come on, come with us. We're going here, we're going there. Come on, join in. What did he do? He said he ran to heaven. And he davened, help save me, Ruach HaCheres. Moshe ben Nafim, he davened himself. He's moist and nefesh to daven. When it was dangerous to go there, I've got to save my neshama. SOS, save our soul. And he looked and Bimali Achrai. Zaptan, he's Bimali Achrai. He was Moise Nafshi. And to do the Rebbeinu Shem's Rasim. So Rebbeinu Shem, you know what he said? Avi Yosef Ela Oretz Asher Bo Shama. He says he was 40 years old at the time. And the Rebbeinu Shem, he says, there's only one place in the whole Tanakh where the Rebbeinu Shem tells the guy, you're going to live another 40 years. Everybody says, he says, Asher Mishu Fafi Tomi, he might die tomorrow. He says, Kol Yom Yiv Lech Levon, you should always be my clothes, maybe tomorrow you die. Shari Tshuva talks about it, and Shari Tshuva, Ben Yoina, that person always says, maybe tomorrow is my last day in this world. Maybe I'll die tomorrow. I shall die as a Rosh Hashanah, always sitter. The Rebbeinu Shem Adavra Melech, begged the Rebbeinu Shem, tell me when's my day? I can't tell you. He can't tell you. And here he says, I'm giving you 40 more years. You're going to live another 40 years. Why? This hard for being a rash, dark image. We've got 10 guys pulling you. I'm good company here. These are all Rosh Hashanah Yisraelim. I'm in good company. I can do what they do. And what's wrong? I'm not worse than everybody else doing it. No. I see this Yates over here. He's moist and nefesh. And Davin said, Rebbeinu Shlom, I'm giving him 40 years. He says, that's why he says, Avdi. I'm not scared. Rebbeinu Shlom never gives anybody promises of long life. Why? Because Hashem, he might turn and say, I'll be all right. I'll do our favors anyway. I'm not going to. Rebbeinu Shlom won't kill me. He says, he wasn't scared. A person who could do what he did is such a shtarke fellow. I'll give my Rechas Yomim, and I'll tell him my Rechas Yomim. He'll be okay. All the Midrashim say here, this is the parish of Shlichus. You know what all the Midrashim say? So Hashem brings down the whole union of Shlichus. He says, the Medrash says, a Lashon over here, on this Sedra, he says, Ashrei, a person who's Moshe Nefesh for Shlichus of the Rebbeinu Shleim. His Lashon is, a beautiful Lashon of the Medrash. He says, you have to, he says, we are all Shlichus of the Rebbeinu Shleim. Every single one of us, we're Shlichus. The Rebbeinu Shleim sent you down in the Shama here on this world for a job to do. I'll give you a job to do. Take 60, 70, 80 years of life. Come on, Chaparai Mitzvahs. Chaparai Maisim Tavim. Chaparai Taylor, come back upstairs to me. Can you imagine a guy in a business trip, multinational corporation? They hire this guy as a chief buyer, Walmart. They've got, I don't know how many millions of stores they've gotten to, and they send the guy with us, and they send him over to China. They pay all expenses, first class hotel, first class plane tickets. Go over there for a month and go buy good schreiber that we can go and sell. We got to beat the competition. So they send the guy over to China. And they pay him. And they give him all the luxuries. They give him a good house and a car, a home, and his family. And they give him pensions and health insurance and everything. And good wages, good salary. But go over there. So your wife says, well, I've had a long trip a very time. Instead of running around to see all the factories, making money and stuff, well, take it easy. I got a bit less. So he goes and then he's got a luxury hotel, a swimming pool, sits by the side of the pool with a big cigar and drinking his martinis and a crazy boss. Next thing you know, he gets a hangover the next morning. Oh, I can't wait. This depends on tomorrow. And what happens day after day? Yes, he goes swimming, say this, and he meets a sheikh sedan. And whatever happens, for all you know, by the time the whole month is over, he's been busy spieling our room. It's time he got his ticket to go back. What have you done? What have you done? You bought anything? Where? What did you do? We gave you everything. We gave you luxury 5-star hotels. We gave you first class plane tickets. We gave you housing. You have any job? Take it all away. What's the name, Shul? He's a shliach of the company. I'm working in the company. We'll give you everything you need, but you got to do the job. And we'll pay you well. What are we all on this world? Why should he give us a guf and a shaman to take care for 70, 80 years? I'll give you a job to do. Buy in, man. Buy in, missus. Buy in, Torah. Buy in everything. Come back after 9 years. You know what that means? The Chaim Goloshin says, you're for sure, achas, boy, my boy, me kol chayu in the mazeh. So the Chaim Goloshin is just unimaginable. To think of all the pleasures of Anor of Oilam Hazeh, from the day Adam Rishon was born, until Mashiach will come. Put everybody's pleasures from a whole 6,000 years, put them all together, the most magical places, the whole world, from pile it on, one second Olam Haba is more geschmack than all the Olam Hazeh, the whole everybody's ever had in this whole world. So the salary is tremendous, fantastic. You can come up after Yenevel, the mom's after this was on 80 years, and you come up there and you're, wow, you can't imagine. Just try and imagine. What's your Olam Haba? I mean, I just spent 3 days sitting on a shtender up in the north there with my wife. Said, God, I'm sitting with the Gemara. That's why I didn't have the cigarettes. My wife is where I'm watching, but I see it. I'm all the honest here. You sit down with the Gemara, you shmack Olam Haba, get some sunshine. The Ora Shechin, the Ora Gan is the Moshe I'm keeping for the Tzaddikim. That's at least as good as the sunshine up north, the place. And the person can have, I'm sure, Olam Haba, we can't imagine the pleasure. He's got a business trip with Shluchim. Now what do? You kapash get one shtus after another. It's like the guy there, oh, he's having a drink, and he's been swimming, and he's having a dose, and he's going to movie, and he's Jesus, and he comes back after his business trip, and he says, what have you done? We want to give you a mamshah salary, an increase, and give you a higher position in the company, and give you more and more. And you fucked it up. Take everything away. Well, one shem tied everything away. You get Gehenna. Or you get Olam Haba, or you go get Gehenna. You've got the choices standing in front of you. We're all Shluchim. The Lashon is Ein Chaviv Me'akadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Shenishtalech La'aseis Mitzvah V'Noisei Nafshei She'atzlech B'Shluchim Zayin. We're all Shluchim Mitzvah. The Baruch Hu, there's nothing the Baruch Hu loves more. And if the Baruch Hu loves you, he heaps upon you Siyata, Shemaya, everything. He wants you just to give the Ratzon. Another Lashem is Shlichem Mitzvah Leisim Nashem B'Shlichem Mitzvah. I want to end up with a story. One of the stories I was about Shlichem. The biggest Yetzer I was told the boys in Gates of this is one Yetzer everybody's got. This is the biggest Yetzer Hara that managed to order me, and that is Yush. We all deep down, everybody's decided, anyway, I'm not going to make it. What am I going to make? What's the point? Either I do a good job, or I'm going to do a hard job, I can't do it. Doesn't go. You know the difference between the difference in Yush is? So Murray did show some kind of and he said when Avraham Avinu heard that Lot was captured, he had to fight all the former Lachim. There were four fighting for years of four to five kings, and they overpowered the five chaver. And he's going, oh, I gotta go. My nephew's there. Can you imagine if somebody said Hezbollah captured your one of your family up north in Lebanon, where they still got those two guys back, yeah? I'm gonna let's go fight. No, me and Eliezer, who's Eliezer? 318 servants, Eliezer. I'm going to do Eliezer, we're gonna fight them. Five kings couldn't defeat them. I'm going to fight. You're crazy, son. Sit down, say a little to him. What's all the fun? Can you tell him? What's all the fun? What's the problem we do? That's my chayv, I'm gonna do it. He could have been the Aish. You know what the Gematria of Yush is? 317. You know what the Moshe said? He's 300. He didn't take 300. So he took Eliezer. Who's Eliezer? Eliezer, 300 students. Keliezer, the boy Nishleim, Keli Aleph Lamed Yud, Ezer will help me. Is 318. The difference between being Yaish and not being Yaish and having the Tochen of the boy Nishleim is that one little bit. You get two guys grew up together in school, went through life, and they were equal in everything. And one guy ended up mamish kavalik, and the other guy ended up in nothing. Why? There wasn't such a big difference. They were everything. One guy put that little bit extra. I wasn't Yaish. I didn't give up. I did that little bit extra. So when you think of something, that's a different thing. You state that pasuk, V'layla kayoyim yoyir kachashecha ka'oyra. V'layla, even when things are black in darkness, the darkness, layla kayoyim yoyir, can be lit up like day. Kachashecha ka'oyra. You know what's in the gematria between layla kayoyim yoyir? Layla is 75, it's dark. And kayoyim is 76. The difference between day and night, between light and darkness, is just one. Just like you, Shinkilias. If a person doesn't give up and says, I can do it, and you get the strength and the resolve, I'm going to go and be fast and be stark. All the siyat shmai kiliyas, Boishim. Boishim will help me, I've got to come to by myself. L'kaish baruch hu ha'izvei la'yuchaloi. Say for Rosh Hashanah, Makisham Yisai. Aber l'kaish baruch hu ha'izvei la'yuchaloi. But Boishim wants to help. He just wants, that's beautiful, l'shayin from Tassemis. He says he's waiting for the Boishim. He wants, Boishim made us answer, a person just wants a little bit of loss. And the Boishim mamsh nachasuach. It says in the Pesukim, this week's parah, the whole master Maradzim, it says nachasuach. He gave him new mitzvah, even after the down in the red line. Reach Nechayach, a person can bring, when he brings a Korban, brings a person to Sochim, Reach Nechayach. A little bit mashu. You bring the whole Korban, got the behemoth, you bring a bit of flour and a bit of oil, and bam, Reach Nechayach. That little bit extra, the little mashu, that's the whole difference. Because the guy puts in that little bit of heart, a little bit of varmkeit, a little bit of grin, that's the whole difference. Here, listen to this story. This story is mamish unbelievable, but it's true. He says, when Rabbi Yerucham heard this mice, he said, a whole shmooze, in the middle of the week, he gave a carpet of beam and me, and he gave a shmooze. There was the old Leipzig fair. When was the Leipzig fair? The old days before the war, every little village had a little shop. Every little village had, they didn't have like today, Walmart and all the supermarkets and stuff. So they had to have everything. So a person used to go from every village, go to Leipzig, and buy in the sphere for the whole year, order the sphere, and that was their living for the whole year. They went into war. So one year, this man who had his regular contacts, he had the shop, he wasn't well. He couldn't go. So he sent his wife. Listen, here's the money. And the whole year we accumulated, you gotta buy the slave. Oh, you gotta buy it right. Here's my contact. Well, I'll lift it. Go tell him I'm sorry, I'm not well. I'm coming instead of my husband. And here's all the money for the whole buy-in slave for the whole year for our general store. And that's it. Make sure don't. Yeah. She was never. Because she comes to Leipzig. She's never been out of a little village in her life. She comes into Leipzig and she finds, where's Yiddish? There's a Yiddish gate and Yiddish hotel where all the Yidden went. She comes out first day, she's exhausted. Every time he's going. She wakes up in the morning and she sees the whole wallet of money is gone to disappear. She's ice mensch. Can you imagine? She's got black eyes, the whole panos for the whole year. She has nothing to do. She goes, she has to tell the world, anybody find a wallet? Leipzig, there's thousands, you can just go in, the whole world is there, hundreds of thousands of people going around there. So when you pop says, I found it, I'm not giving it back. The halach is, you should say, it's a pair of elements. Yeah, you find them money and a cement. A person building Yaish. Yaish. Therefore I'm taking. She knows what to do. She goes out, she says, let's go to the office. They know what to do about it. He said, maybe I'm keeping it, the halacha. He said, they went to a Yisrael Chum inspector, it's a God of Adar, place of Adar. I think that's why Yisrael Chum in a minute, mamish. And he went and he said to him, the Shaila. He said, what do we do about it? So for the guy, yes, I'm fine. Fresh Gemara. And the shoes around me, you lose a bundle of money. And there's no, this one is around the money. I have to give it back. He goes, give back the money. Says, what do you mean, Rabbi? Hold up, what do you mean? He said, don't push it. Yish lein bedas lehavi yish. Yeah, so it all depends. Yish lein bedas. It wasn't her money. It's her husband's money. She's only a shlef from her husband. Her husband never knew about it. She knew about it, and she can't give up. You'll never find the money here. Oh, but she's not hers to be me'ayish. It's her husband's money. She can't be me'ayish. Therefore, give back the money. Rabbi Yerucham heard this story. He came out, he made and said, he said, we're all shluchim the Rabbeinu Shleim here. You have no right to be me'ayish. You don't need shliach. The shliach can't be me'ayish. The boss is the Rabbeinu Shleim. He gave you the shomer. He gave you a job to do. He's not me'ayish. He never gives up on that. And never gives up on no matter where you are, what you are in life. Don't give up. Go on. Keep trying to argue. I can't be me'ayish. You know why the story is especially motivated? Because my son showed me in a book, there's a book, I don't know how true this is, I asked to show it to Marcel Solomon, he was not this bold about the story, how did he get that? The story is that Yitzhak Chonin was born dead poverty, he had no father, he was a yassin. And he was thick as three planks, he had mamish, no couplets of mamish, he couldn't learn a thing. His mother worked day and night just to pay a rabbi, she was the only boy, and he worked day and night like a mamish, just to pay for a private rabbi to learn with him. And he learned, didn't go in. He learned, and the Rebbe said, forget it, he's a waste of time. The mother said, no, I want to learn. My son, my father, my husband was a Talmud. No. And he was Elch, he wanted it. Didn't go. He's about 14 or 15 years old. I'm not sure, I don't remember exactly. He decides it's ridiculous. I'm trying. It doesn't go. So he went one day to the shul. Nobody was there. Opened the door in Croatian, crying to him. I said, when is Shlomo? Only wanted to have a plan. I want to pack up and go to America. In America, the streets are made of gold. I'm going to go to America. I can't learn anyway. I'll make money. So I'll support her. I can't learn. I'll support her. I'll do these shibas. And I'll get stuck. And I'll have a chosis. Okay. And I'll do everything. But I can't learn. What's the point? Because he was down there and he fell asleep from exhaustion. He had a dream. In the dream, he saw that mommy, she was talking about a rich man in America. You know, like every second building here, Joseph and Faye Tannenbaum. You know, he had this thing. Yitzchak Khan inspected the building. And every 500 moises and every chazal, every Yitzchak inspected. He was Mamish of families, and he gave all of it to Stalin. He had Masa Zorchni and had 100 people on the station every time. He was Mamish. He got Mamish Mitzvah. He went to Dafi. But he went. He learned his Kirik, Dafi, a few times. And he's getting all this in the stream. His Mamish Muridi Gabach Chesed. Everybody loved him and gave Torah and they gave Stalin. And then he died in his dream, and he goes up to Shemayim, and he sees, Gan Eden to one side, and the other side he sees Gehenna. So he's getting right, because he's walking straight in. Excuse me, what's your name? Wrong door, you go there. So what? Really? Kill Ivan? Yes? You know what you've done? Yeah, you stalker. You gave Mamish in your lintel, and you Mamish in the Achan Sofer, and you did Mitzvahs. I'm sorry, you got the wrong person. We had you down as a priest of Kadoyim. You will chew his form. I forgot the name of the chew his form of Yisrael. I'm sure you got chew his form. You are policy. You are God of Ador. You were supposed to be big class of Maggie. You're supposed to be sitting down in and Mamish and the Kovna Rav. You're supposed to come to Rav. You're God of Ador. Wrong door. He woke up. And he married our fight. He says, it's a choice of Mishmai. They want me to sit in there. He persevered. He went back to learn. He didn't go straight away. But eventually he broke through. He has murder stories. He says, Mamish, I mean, it's dark. He had no shoes. He became God Lador. Why? Because he wasn't Miayish. He had every right to be Miayish. He wasn't Miayish. There are little differences in Yush and Eliezer. The Kali Ezer, the 318 and the 317, that little bit is all the difference. And the other difference is Laila Kayanoi, the 75 and the 76. The one difference. You can go through a Shvat adult of nighttime with Gaten Garnish, or you can have a lechtiger, lightened life and time. Imam Shin Oilam Hazan, Oilam Haba. That one little difference, 76. One issue should help. You should all have a Gewaldiger, lechtiger, Benazman when you have it, and a lechtiger Zman, and a lechtiger life, Oilam Hazan, Oilam Haba.